Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Our question, what do you do that perfectly fits your stereotype? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Cheyenne. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
So, as I have shared before, I am a gentleman with cerebral palsy. Now, there are some people in society that believe that some of the treatment that disabled people receive is special and or stereotypical, and they're bothered by it, but it does work out to my advantage from time to time.
Okay.
Like a few years ago when I got to club level for the AFC South Championship in Jacksonville and got to watch the game on the field, basically.
Is that because you were sitting in a handicapped seat?
It's because, like, they didn't have any handicapped seats left, and there was nowhere else for me to go, because walking to the top of the stadium where there was open chairs that night would have been like walking to the top of a monastery, pretty much.
Okay, now wait. Okay. Now, do you play this to your advantage on the regular? So, in other words, you come out to Seattle, you're going to go to a Hawks game. You don't tell them anything about yourself. You get tickets to the 300 level. They see you struggling to get up the stairs. Are you hedging your bets? They're going to hook you up with a good spot.
Yeah, and anytime I've gone to a game, that's how it's worked out.
What about concerts? Does it work the same way in an arena?
I either end up in the pit, which I can survive. I've done a lot of pits in my time, believe it or not. Or I end up backstage or on stage, one of the three.
Okay. So
I think you're kind of living a stereotype of a Jaguars fan, too.
What's that?
Well, didn't you say, Cheyenne, I'm not trying to give it to you, but you said you were at the AFC South Championship game. Like, that's just the last season game.
I mean, that's what they called it on TV. Like, that's
that. Okay. That's the. Yeah.
You don't play in a college conference, bud. That's not a chance. So, you won your division on a regular. Like, so, you Jags fans are trying to hype it up.
Yeah, I understand.
Can you sit in the emergency aisle?
Oh, y'all, man.
Can you sit in the emergency seat on an airplane?
No, and I do make them aware of that when that's the situation.
Okay. Do you get to board earlier than everyone else?
Because they never say
yes,
that.
Yes, I do. Uh-huh. I do. That's
so you get to go with
why?
The military guys and people with little kids.
They don't say that.
They do.
Do they?
They say people who need, what did they say?
Oh.
Additional, yes, physical assistance is how they put it. So either you got cerebral palsy like yourself, you're 95 years old. You know, there's always like the old lady crumpled over in a little wheelchair.
See, to me, it's like a setup. If I see you, Cheyenne, start walking toward the game, I'm like, get the hell back in. You're fine. You don't have a kid. What are you doing, dude?
Now, wait. Now, hold on, Cheyenne, because look, I have no problem cheating the system. So when they say people that need physical assistance, do you have any documentation as proof? Or, I mean, is it just if you had your canes with you, right? Everyone's going to make the assumption, but do you have to prove it?
I mean, you've met me. I've got my walker with me at all times. So.
Right, but I'm saying I can get a walker, all right? So, and I just, for whatever reason, I just want to board the plane earlier, right?
There's people that do that.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
Just to get on the plane, or you're not going to leave earlier. What if you literally just get in your seat?
What if you went to, let's just say that me and you met up in Anaheim and we go to Disneyland? I pay for the ticket, right? And we go in the front of the line, Cheyenne?
Not anymore. They took that away.
For you or for everyone?
The escort?
They took away a lot of the special needs stuff that they had there, yeah.
Okay.
Because right. So many other people are aping the system.
I'm about to say, I feel like that was something that you could do, was like basically rent a buddy that would get you to the front of the line.
Yes. Right.
Yeah. So, good job. You ruined it for Cheyenne, who actually needs the help.
Right. Cheyenne, so a lot like our buddy Tony. Have you ever been mistaken as someone who's intoxicated?
From time to time, yeah. And then there's other, like, okay, this isn't necessarily a stereotype, but as long as we're on the subject of things that happen, like, people will come up to me and ask me if, and it does, but they'll come up to me in bars and ask me if everything works, like, just out of sheer morbid curiosity.
And by everything, they mean your penis specifically.
Yes.
Does cerebral palsy have any impact on your penis?
None whatsoever.
And I don't mean yours specifically. I mean, just as a condition, it has nothing to do.
None whatsoever.
Yeah. I would never think to ask that. Like, if I saw you in a full body cast, I might ask, like, hey, is the trick of berries okay?
What is the stereotype of someone from Wyoming?
That would be South Dakota.
Or South Dakota.
And
we go through this every time. And I never remember you.
Exactly. Maybe that's the stereotype. No one can remember where the hell it is.
Well, there's a few. There's like, do you guys have an airport? I've gotten that one, which, yes, where I'm at, we do. And then there's like, do you guys have cars out there? And being a traditionally raised Lakota Native American that lives out here, I'm often asked, do you guys still live in teepees?
Gee, are you serious?
What the hell?
Do is this North Dakota and South Dakota? Is there any rub there? Kind of like between the two states.
No, I mean, between most states that are close like that, there's some jokes that go around, but there's no general, like, hatred or anything like that.
All right, let me ask you this. Now, I know you've flown out here to Seattle multiple times, but living in South Dakota, have you ever seen a black person?
I have indeed. We have
we have two of them.
A guy.
Well, we have an air base that's really close to us.
That doesn't count. The military doesn't count. That does not count. Yeah. I mean, if the base were not there, would you?
And not North Dakota State University.
Right. You take the colleges out. Take a military base for sure. But like just day to day, if you're going through South Dakota, you ever run into a black guy? You like go to the grocery store and there's a brother walking down the aisle.
My soon-to-be, one of my soon-to-be in-laws is a African-American gentleman. So,
now, does he live in South Dakota?
Is he a gentleman?
He does. He does. Yes, he is, and he lives here in town. So.
Huh. I've never been called a gentleman, so I didn't know what status you have to reach to get that, you know what I mean? So what was the rub?
I think that's kind of a stereotype that, like, white people, we do that sometimes.
What's that?
He was just trying to be very polite. Like, actually, he is an African-American gentleman.
Gentleman, yeah.
So what was the rub that separated? Why isn't it just Dakota? Like, what was the difference? Like, South said, nah, we can't be a part of that stuff up north. Like, why isn't it just one big state called Dakota?
Because something politically, where you want to split. It's like West Virginia and Virginia.
Right.
Whatever it was. Like, yeah, I'll tell you what. Like,
what was the thing?
Just, we'll do our thing down here. You do your thing up there.
Mike, you mentioned it.
A lot of that stuff, I don't know if Dakota's the same way, but like West Virginia, like, Kansas, Missouri, a lot of it's just Civil War.
Right.
What about Carolina?
West Virginia's hate Virginia.
Carolinas were already established
as North 13, and South.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we're talking about locations, and you said that, and we know it to be true. If someone is from California, the stereotype is within 60 seconds, 30 probably is the average, they will let you know they're from California.
We've had it on the show.
It's
we don't ask. You know, someone will call us, or it happened in my childhood. I was living in California at the time. It has nothing to do with
There's
the
a
story.
Whole list of these stereotypes, whether you do CrossFit, whether you're vegan, vegetarian. There's a whole...
You have to identify yourself.
And you mentioned Chicago.
Yes,
because,
I did.
Because of VD back
then.
Yeah,
that's true.
And he always brings up Chicago. That's part of being the stereotype of being from that town. And the same with the state of California.
Mm-hmm.
I've called him out on it, too.
Well, it's
and you're right about the vegans. I feel like vegetarians mention they're vegetarian if you start the discussion of food.
Right.
And that makes sense, right? This is a timely time to bring that up. vegans, like, the conversation has nothing to do. Hey, what's your sign? I'm Aries. I'm Taurus. I'm vegan.
Right.
Nobody asked.
It comes up in a completely unrelated spot.
And for whatever reason, I've already predetermined I don't like you.
Right.
Which is, it does not mean I will continue to dislike you. But as soon as I hear it, I'm just like, oh,
because
God.
Because it becomes their personality.
Right.
Yeah. Your personality is
my
your
vegan friend.
If you see someone in Seattle wearing a jacket on a 75-degree day, a big jacket.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Chances are they're visiting from Texas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, for sure, man. Yeah.
It's freezing here.
I would say
absolutely freezing here.
I would say a stereotype in the Northwest, too. Like, I have a hard time going almost anywhere without the weather, without a zip-up hoodie, either, like, in my hand or in my backpack.
You have
That's
to.
That's what
have
we
it.
Do.
You got to be ready for it.
Yeah.
You do. You do. Let's go to Kentucky real quick.
By the way, for the record, I just want to state, I do like beer. I love soft pretzels and sausages.
I like orange soda fried chicken.
Yeah.
I don't feel bad about it. Sorry.
No, right. Yeah. Which I love orange soda and fried chicken, too.
No, but I'm black.
It's a stereotype
mine.
For me. Miles eats more watermelon than anybody I know.
Mayonnaise belongs on every sandwich.
And biscuits.
For me.
And, well, me too. I mean, I'm as white as mayonnaise.
I love
gets.
Potato salad.
Yep.
I love mayonnaise.
Hell yeah. But a Miracle Whip can suck it.
Yeah, for real.
For days, man. Let's go.
Yeah. There's certain things.
Now, see,
that you don't...
I have no problem with Miracle Whip. But I'm a black man.
Wow. Well, yeah.
See, but I'm a white guy that doesn't like yogurt. So there's sometimes where
because you're a white guy.
Because it doesn't really.
If you were a white chick and said that, I would be like, huh. Because guys are always kind of.
Okay.
I feel like guys will eat yogurt. They'll say, like, it doesn't taste bad. It is fine. But there's some. It's either nutritional or some medical value to it, right?
Correct.
Because I want to get my gut. And they go, like, this is the best way to get my gut health because it doesn't taste bad. Where I've met white chicks that are like, I straight up like yogurt. If there's some health benefit to it, cool.
Here's my number, girl.
I just like yogurt.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart.
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.